little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
We're Blue Hawaii, and this is Free at Last.
This week on the Sessions at Midori House, we're casting our ears back to the autumn of 2017, when we had the Canadian electro duo Blue Hawaii in the studio. Bandmates Raphael Standel and Alex Kirby swung by to play us some tracks from their second album, Tenderness, and we thought it was so good that we'd give it another whirl. Hi, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
A lot of people write songs about relationships, but you guys seem to be quite concerned with relationships from so many different angles. I mean, there's a relationship between you two, which has changed during the course of the band, and then there's the theme of digital relationships on the album. What aspect of it did you want to bring out in this new album?
I guess specifically in this album, I wanted to talk about coming to terms more with the ending of a relationship and also looking at how you are in relationships, specifically in digital ones. I had the ability to, you know, go back and look through messages that I'd had with a person over like a long distance relationship over Messenger, and just seeing how much of a mask I was wearing being behind the screen, and just feeling embarrassed, not feeling like myself, like feeling like I was being like really impulsive through typing on the phone, and wanting to explore that and wanting to forgive myself. I think that's why we ended up calling the record Tenderness, is just like trying to find that like strand of loving kindness towards yourself.
And the song that kind of deals with that, I guess, is the title track Tenderness, which is towards the end of the album. Uh-huh. And I wondered if, did you write that song last?
I think we actually did. That was kind of the song that, like, to me, it tied it all together. And that's when I realized that we needed to do it like a bit of a concept record, where like we start with Free at Last, like I'm free at last, but I won't feel that for a few months or so. And then the arc of the record is like the next few months and going through like all the pining and the anger and the nostalgia and like the embarrassment, and then the conclusion track of Tenderness. So that track, when we wrote that, was like, okay, this is how we're going to shape the record because of that.
And I'm really interested in your writing process together, because I was reading that on your last album, Untogether, you did a lot of writing separately and then kind of came together at the end. Is that a process that you maintain, or have you kind of explored different ways of writing together?
Yeah, actually, with Tenderness, that song speaks to the process quite well, because we wrote the initial melody and the beat and everything like that long before the song had a concept or the album had a concept, and we kind of filled in the blanks and made the lyrics and made the whole song have a purpose within the rest of the music. But I think that the process of writing is very much like, let's just jam out something really quick and see what happens, and then tend to like edit it a lot and change it a lot over many months. And every song seems to have like many different lives and goes through different genres and like all that kind of thing. And one way that this record's process was different than the last had to do a lot with our relationship. And I think it also speaks to this question you were asking earlier, where Raphael and I have experienced like a new level of our relationship that's like platonic and very deep and like on a new plane. And I think that it's very tender and very much like taking place within like the real world.
This is No One Like You.
Sometimes I've dried. Would I be true to myself? Is that a way you want from me? Is that a way you want from me? I can give that to you. Just say that you want to feel. I can give that to you. There's never been no one like you. There's never been no one like you.
Younger Heart. Arrived with a younger heart. I was ready to dive in. You with an older start. Reserved, realistic. Made sure you always came. Wanted you to want me. Ignoring the growing pain of this arm candy. I left with wet pink cheeks. I got on a plane. Looked in the window's light. Had I said what I wanted to say? I baked like a little bitch on the couch in your living room. Draw me like a heavy stone. Said you better off alone. Said you better off alone. Why'd it turn out like this? Should be here.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House, this week's performance by Blue Hawaii, first aired in 2017. Join us again at the same time next week for more live music, but until then, thanks for listening.